You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. California World Fest will be back at the Nevada County Fairgrounds in Grass Valley next weekend, July 14th through the 17th. It's the 20th anniversary year. More than 50 musicians are booked, including Boz Scaggs and Rita Hosking. Julie Baker is back to preview the festival for this week's Sound Advice. Julie is the executive director of the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley, which many of you might know became the owner of World Fest last year in 2015. So hi, Julie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can it be a year already since we were previewing World Fest?
I know, time does fly.
Yeah, well, it was a busy year for you because this is the 20th anniversary, but it sounds like you traveled and made some real commitment to hearing and knowing world music to be able to choose for this festival.
Absolutely. You know, as a curator of a world music festival, I feel a deep responsibility to do something that I think is meaningful, we feel is meaningful for our community and for the people who are coming, and to make, you know, quality and excellent selections for the festival, and to really represent what's happening concurrently in the world in terms of music. And I think what's beautiful about world music is that it really, in a sense, really forces you to stop and listen, because the rhythms, the instruments may not be what you're used to. And I think in this day in particular, we need to sometimes just stop and listen. So I was lucky enough to go to WOMEX, which is a big music conference in Budapest, and preview a lot of artists there, as well as in New York at Global Fest and APAP. So yeah, it's been an exciting year.
Well, I mentioned Boz Scaggs and Rita Hosking. They're recognizable names, but the scope of music that you have and the artists is really phenomenal. And case in point, let's start with the first clip that you brought and describe this artist first.
Well, this is Elage Diouf, and Elage is originally from Senegal. He actually lives currently in Quebec. I actually saw him in New York perform in a small hotel room. And when you can wow a crowd in a small hotel room, then you know they're going to be great on a festival stage. He won the Juno Award for World Music for his album in 2011. His songs are about love, peace, hope. He does a great song about Mandela, a lot about human rights. Also, as now an immigrant to Quebec, to Canada, he also speaks about immigration, what it's like to be someone in a new country. So he's a real exuberant performer, just incredible music. And let's take a listen. Lolu mo ko defe dina ci deg te xamni da fay li bax lolu mo ci ga fulla fayda on me fulla fayda yow and live your new day fulla fayda on me fulla fayda yow and live your new day fulla fayda on me fulla fayda yow.
That is Elage Diouf, and I'll spell that last name for maybe his entire name, E-L-A-G-E. D-I-O-U-F. Again, he's from Senegal.
He is, and he sings both in French, English, and Wolof, which is his native language from Senegal. So it's really, and he'll be performing Thursday night, the opening night of World Fest.
Okay, and that was a song called I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. Well, let's continue. That was a great beginning.
Thanks. Yeah, it's really exciting. And this was so hard to narrow down to five tracks. This is the biggest challenge. But we're wanted to preview also someone from the next night, Friday night. And this is Nako and Medicine for the People. Nako Bear is originally, he's a native from Oregon. He's a mix of Puerto Rican, Native American, and Filipino bloodlines. He is really doing music that is music with a message. It's conscious lyrics. He talks a lot about cultural issues, a lot about race issues, a lot about being change makers, creating effective change in our world in his lyrics. So there's definitely good things to listen to, but he's also, again, a really amazing, electrifying performer. Younger, he's going to bring in younger audiences, a lot of great dancing to his music. Just a wonderful, great performer, kind of in the heels, I would say, a little bit of Michael Franti. So take a listen to Not Going Medicine for the People.
It all can be done. It all can be done. Whatever your method or theory of one, yeah. It all can be done. I can't believe it, what's happening to me. And I'm gonna own it, this rite of passage so attached to it. I'm gonna heal it, cause I've never been abandoned, just left alone. And that's the hardest thing to ignore.
Of sorts to our times.
It really is. He speaks to the youth, and there's another group coming called Earth Guardians, and they're youth activists, and they're actually suing the United States government over climate change. And people should check them out. And they've performed with NACO as well. And the young gentleman who's 16 years old, he was just on Bill Maher. He'll be coming to World Fest, Xutacal Martinez. And anyway, they're doing something I think that's really meaningful and important for our time.
NACO is NAHKO. And what you're saying speaks to the fact that this festival tries to be community-oriented, but globally minded as well.
That's right. We are a nonprofit located in Grass Valley. So what we do 365 days a year is try to make an impact in our community, provide value. One of the ways that, I mean, I'm an arts advocate, so I believe that the arts can do that in a way that nothing else can. And in particular, music really does connect us all and brings us all together. And we can see what are our commonalities and how we can make change.
I am not willing to try to pronounce the next name.
And hopefully I can do it correctly as well. This is Amel Mathluthi, and Amel is originally from Tunisia. She now currently lives in Brooklyn. She is a Tunisian singer-songwriter. She's best known for her protest songs, Poor Tunisia and My World is Free. She actually had to move in 2008 to Paris because her songs were banned from radio and TV in Tunisia. They went then bootleg and became sort of the anthem for her country, and she really became the voice of the Arab Spring. She actually performed after the death of a street vendor by self-immolation. She sang a Joan Baez song, Here's to You, and that also became a big viral hit. Her influences are people like Joan Baez, Massive Attack, Bjork. She does stuff with Tricky. So she does some combination of electronica and also these sort of really folk, deep anthems. She performed in July 2012 in Baghdad. And then most recently, she performed in Oslo at the Nobel Peace Prize concert. And her performances, she can do everything from David Bowie to her own original songs, really unique sounding and beautiful, beautiful music. And this is a song called Kelmti Hora.
I'm not afraid.
Again, I think I'll go to the spelling, which is E-M-E-L, and Mathluthi is M-A-T-H-L-O-U-T-H-I. Wow, beautiful.
Yeah, it's
passionate voice. When does she perform?
She'll be Friday as well, same night as Naco and Medicine for the People. There are six active stages during the day and then two main stages at night. So you can come all day long and hear a wide variety. I mean, there's 46 other artists that you can be listening to as well, but this just gives you a sample. The next group I wanted to highlight, they're called My Bubba. They're a Swedish-Icelandic duo. This is truly listening music. This is something very delicate, minimalistic, vocal-oriented, playful, dreamy, you know, Simon and Garfunkel, but they're two women, they were recently on the Tiny Desk concert. It's really gorgeous, so take a listen.
Baby, your clothes are too big for me, and maybe your jokes are too bad for me, but honey, it tastes so good to me. Yeah, honey, it tastes too good for me. Big, bad, 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 good. My grandma's fur, she swam from Germland all the way up to Gothenburg. My grandpa crossed the Greenland ice, ate his horse along the way, on the long, long way, on the long, long way. My father,
my jaw is dropped. Father. That is absolutely captivating.
Yeah. And, you know, we have two indoor venues.
Wow.
And when I was talking to the agent about booking them, because I listened to them and I just went, oh, my God, I want them at our festival. She said they need to be indoors. And so they will be on the indoor stages because it needs to be quiet to be able to hear them.
OK. And the group is?
My Bubba. One is actually, her first name is My, M-Y. And the other one, I think the nickname is Bubba. And there's actually, it's interesting for Northern California music lovers. They might know a group called Ma Muse. And Ma Muse, Chico Davis, now they live in Nevada City. Very similar type of music.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the two groups to meet. We're going to have some jam sessions at World Fest. This should be really fascinating.
You're listening to Julie Baker. She's executive director of the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley, which purchased California World Fest and began operating it last year. California World Fest will be back at the Nevada County Fairgrounds with music starting 1 week from today. Okay, one more. We have time.
Yes, thank you. Nano Stern is a Chilean singer, multi-instrumentalist. He's originally a third-generation singer-songwriter from Chile. He's the grandson of Jewish refugees that fled persecution and ended up in Chile. Political anthems, Joan Baez, he played with her at her 75th birthday party in New York at the Beacon. You can check that out online. It's just a great, great performance. You'll see him on Sunday, same night as Boz Scaggs, and take a listen and just love Nano Stern.
Me doy 1500 vueltas preguntándome qué hacer. Me mareo y pierdo el rumbo, cambiando de parecer. Busco indicios en las cartas y en la borra del café. Le pregunto a los maestros en un ciego acto de fe. Pero aún no sé qué hacer. Mientras más preguntas hago, menos logro responder. Busco indicios en los cielos, no sé si algo va a pasar. Le pregunto a las estrellas por si hay algún plan astral.
We'll keep the music going, and you can keep the music going and head up to World Fest next weekend. Some remarkable acts, Julie. Thank you so much. And I know that's just a sliver of all the talent heading to Nevada County.
It is, and there's so much there. There's Conscious Living Expo. There's a Global People's Village. There's kids and family activities. There's shopping. It's just an amazing thing right under the pine trees. So
we'll post a link for all the information. Thanks so much for joining us. And that's Insight for today. Julie Baker is from California World Fest. There's more at capradio.org/insight. We'll be back with another live show on Monday. Thanks for joining us.